I've been fighting this infection that puts me into coughing bouts, so we're praying that we'll be able to get through this without going into one of those. And the subject in your bulletin is the bread of life. I made an executive decision to speak on the Good Shepherd because it fit better with Easter. So if you're looking forward to hearing about the bread of life, come in 2 weeks, and our brother Dwayne will talk to us about the bread of life. So you won't want to miss that. The shepherd imagery is prevalent throughout the Old Testament. Abraham, Moses, David were all shepherds. The prophets bemoan the fact that Israel was like a sheep without a shepherd. One of the most quoted psalms in the Old Testament of the Psalms is Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd." And they saw that as very much a part of their imagery. So in John chapter 10, turn with me please to John chapter 10. When he talks about being the good shepherd, he was filled with a lot of Old Testament understanding of what it was like. John chapter 10, beginning verse 11. "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who is not the owner of the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and is not concerned about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me. Even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep, which are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will hear my voice, and they will become one flock with one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life, so that I may take it up again. No one has taken it away from me, but I lay it down on my own initiative. I have the authority to lay it down, and I have the authority to take it up again. This commandment I received from my Father." Fathers, we have these brief moments together to speak on this very important passage. I pray that you'd help us to have our thoughts centered on you, to set aside the distractions of the world, and be able to concentrate on what you have for us during this time. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Jesus contrasts the shepherd from the hired hand. It's interesting because the shepherd and the hired hand have one thing in common. The sheep pays the bills. They're there. That's what pays the bills. You know, we kind of think about that for the hired hand, but for the shepherd's the same way. He's not out there as a hobby. He's out there because that's the way he makes a living. He pays the bills. The difference is, and one of the things he emphasizes here, is because the shepherd owns the sheep. The difference is the motivation for why they're doing what they're doing. Somebody famous, and I can't think of who it is right now, somebody famous said, "If you love your work, then you won't have to work a day in your life because you go to work and you love it." That's the shepherd. He goes and does it because he loves the sheep, because he wants to care for them. He illustrates the depth of caring by using the same phrase four times in this passage. Did you catch it? Verse 11, "The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." Verse 15, "Even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." Verse 17, "For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life so that I may take it up again." Verse 18, "I lay it down on my own initiative, for I have the authority to lay it down." Lay down, for the shepherd, laying down his life is a choice. The ability to give it all is a choice. He says the hireling, because he doesn't have the why of what he's doing. He doesn't have the love for the sheep. He doesn't have the care and the tender care for the sheep. You know, that says when the hired hand, you know, when tough times come along, the wolf comes and leaves the sheep and he flees. He said, you know, they take off. But he said the shepherd is willing to lay down his life for the sheep. Which is a picture of Jesus going to the cross. He was willing to go and lay down his life to die on the cross for our sin. So if you had been there that day, that Friday, on the way to the cross, and you see Jesus with the crown of thorns and the blood dripping down his head, you see the scars on the back, just the back is shredded from being whipped. And you see him carrying that heavy cross up to the hill. I'm not sure there's a single person in that crowd that would have said he's there on his own initiative. He's there because he chose to be there. Who's in the driver's seat? It looked like the Romans were in the driver's seat. And religious leaders were in the back seat driving there with him. They were telling him where to go, what to do, how to, you know, all of that. They ran the show. But Jesus comes back and he says, I lay down my life. And I do it of my own initiative. As he was going on that road up to the cross, he could have called a legion of angels who would come rescue him. They challenged him when he was hanging on the cross. You've saved others, save yourself. His being there didn't look like it was of his initiative. Didn't look like it was his choice, but it was. He was there for us because he chose to be there. He chose to pay the penalty for our sin, because of his love for us. Timothy Laniak, who wrote the book Shepherds After Their Own Heart, tells a story. There's a Bedouin Arab, an American scholar, who's sitting under their tent, a Bedouin tent, discussing sheep and shepherds. And the shepherd insisted, they're discussing what it meant to be a true shepherd. And this Jordanian Bedouin shepherd insisted that the heart is the most important thing for a shepherd. Do you have a shepherd's heart? And he made this comment. He lamented, he said, my sons don't have the heart for this work, so they don't deserve the business. I'll sell the flocks to someone else because before I let my sheep go to those who don't care for them. That's what Jesus is saying here. He laid down his life. The shepherd lays down his life. Joseph Arimathea volunteered to put Jesus in his tomb. And somebody challenged him. This is a hypothetical story. Somebody challenged him, why are you doing that? He says, well, he only needs it for the weekend. Catch that? He only needs it for a weekend. Because he said, I laid down my life and I have the authority to take it up again. The resurrection was the proof, for one thing, that Romans religious leaders were not in the driver's seat. It was God who was orchestrating this, and God brought all that to be so that he could die on the cross for our sins. And then the resurrection made the point that there is victory over death. And more importantly, there is victory over sin. That's why the shepherd laid down his life. He died on the cross for our sin. And it's a simple act of just accepting that for our personal life and saying, Jesus, you're the good shepherd, and you laid down your life for my sin. I've spoken many times at funerals and used Psalm 23 because it's a great psalm for that. And I emphasize to people, the Lord is my shepherd. The key is the word my. Is the Lord your shepherd? It's not just he's everybody's shepherd. It's when we accept him as our Savior. One of the things he takes here, he says, I am the good shepherd. He becomes our shepherd. Now there's a difference between those two. We need to grasp the importance of the heart of the Savior, the heart of the shepherd that comes through with the love for his sheep, the love Jesus had for us, that caused him to come to the point where he would lay down his life for us. Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son, our shepherd, who gave his life so that we could have salvation. Thank you that we can enjoy that, and we celebrate Resurrection Sunday today. As we celebrate the final statement of there is death over sin, we thank you that we're a part of that, that we're recipients of that victory, and that we've come to know you and grasp the salvation that you provide for us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.